This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The city of Boston must amp up preparation for climate change disruption and could face some serious consequences if it doesn't take major action. That's the message of a 400-page report today issued by the mayor's office. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has our story.
This report is the fourth issued by the mayor's office in a decade, detailing the increasing risks and vulnerabilities of Boston to climate change. Mayor Marty Walsh says it's a call for action.
If we don't take action and real action, it's concerning. It can be concerning to the growth of our city and the future of our city.
Austin Blackman, the city's chief of environment, energy, and open spaces, describes a potentially grim future as global and local temperatures rise.
At the turn of the century, we had about 11 days in Boston that were over 90 degrees Fahrenheit, where you can expect by the end of the century about 90 days. So the climate would look much more like what Washington, D.C. is experiencing rather than what Boston is experiencing now.
As temperatures increase, polar ice caps melt and sea levels rise. Some predict they could increase 21 inches, others as much as 10 feet by the next century, flooding coastal areas and beyond.
At this point, we could even expect the average monthly tide to be reaching Faneuil Hall, just steps away from where we are today.
Unchecked, within 50 years, the Climate Ready report predicts a major flood could damage 12,000 buildings worth $80 billion in Boston. Low-lying Charlestown and East Boston could be hit years earlier. Almost 90,000 Boston residents might be affected. Those at greatest risk, the city's very young, old, disabled, and low-income.
That was kind of the grim part, but the good news is that we have the technology in place. We know that there are policies that we can start to enact to make sure that Boston continues to thrive over the time frame of this report.
The Climate Ready report outlines 11 strategies to reduce the city's vulnerabilities in coming decades. It recommends developing local resistance plans and coordinating infrastructure investments to adapt to climate change, decentralized energy production and distribution grids, and updating zoning regulations. Perhaps the most far-reaching proposal is exploring the possibility of building a system of seawalls and gates in and around Boston Harbor that could temporarily close during storms and sea surges. Bud Riss is a senior advisor to the Barr Foundation, which funded the Climate Ready report.
This is a big question about whether something out there is feasible. You can look at the geography and you can see some obvious places, say from Logan Airport to Castle Island or Deer Island to Long Island or even further out, that if we get on the sort of worst case trajectories of sea level rise, and a project like that is probably going to take 30 or 40 years.
The study to analyze the need and feasibility alone could cost $3 million, building a system of seawalls and harbor gates, billions and billions of dollars more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.